Assuming the identities of ex-offenders, they had a checklist of tasks, moving table to table, each of which represented various stops on the outside. It included dealing with halfway houses, probation, obtaining a driver's license, going to treatment centers, and filling out job applications. When Esom K. Smith, a community organizer in both Philadelphia and Chester, opened up his packet, he had some Monopoly money, but no ID.
I had money to pay for treatment, but I didn't have all my identification.
Cindy Zinema, re-entry coordinator in the U.S. Attorney's Office, says they got a taste of how life throws curveballs. Deputy U.S. Attorney Lou Lappin says the aim is to get people just leaving prison on the right track in life to reduce recidivism, the tendency of a convicted criminal to relapse into criminal behavior. Steve Tawa, KYW News Radio.